Right, will the House come to order?
The House of Representatives passed the executive budget, crafted before the Council on Revenues projected zero economic growth this fiscal year, resulting in a cut of $180 million in anticipated revenue. House Finance Committee Chair Sylvia Luke, addressing the full House, said the downward trend was expected.
Having the foresight of this reduction, the committee took a conservative approach and reduced the administration's operating budget by $53 million and also reduced the CIP cash expenditure by $127 million.
The Council on Revenues also lowered next year's growth from 7.3% to 5.5%, cutting another $100 million in revenue.
Hello, everybody. We wanted to get together with you today.
Meanwhile, Governor Neil Abercrombie held a news conference on the budget outlook and said the House cuts appear minimal and validates the administration's solid spending plan. He said his team will be taking the lead in evaluating priorities, but wants to remind the public that the economy is on sound footing.
When the forecast says that the revenues for next year will be flat, what they mean is that the peak isn't rising even further. You know, we're at peak revenues, and so we're going to just kind of stay in a stasis at the highest revenues we've had almost forever.
The governor said his team will be taking the council's projection into account and balance spending for this fiscal year as well as into the future. Budget Director Calbert Young says a big chunk of the $5.5 billion general fund budget is for fixed costs.
About 60 to 65% of the budget is what I would consider non-discretionary fringe benefit costs for labor and employees, as well as debt service. And then there's, of course, minimal operating expenses.
Young says funding new programs with large dollar amounts, like the state taking over the Hawaii Health Connector insurance portal, or even early childhood education, will be scrutinized for fiscal sustainability over the long term.
What we're looking at is financial management through the current biennium in instituting and supporting initiatives for the long term that are affordable across the future years.
Budget Director Young says he doesn't share the Council on Revenue's pessimistic economic outlook, but understands it. Governor Abercrombie says he plans to deliver a prioritized budget as soon as possible.
We know what we're doing. We know where we're going. And when we evaluate the priorities, I think we'll come up not only with a balanced budget, but with a sense of confidence that we can move forward into the future.
The executive operating and capital improvement budget now goes to the Senate for deliberation. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.